Welcome back to New Entry Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, Ian, with my co-host, Ever. Unfortunately, we don't do episodes like this, but we got some bad and shocking news. Bray Wyatt passed away, man.
Damn. Bro.
Like, what?
It's still, like, fresh in our minds right now. I messaged you, like, hey. Like, you didn't know until I sent it.
No, actually, I found out. I was about to message you. But you beat me to it.
But like this is like what the next couple hours ago? Like an hour, a couple, like 4 or 5:30?
I don't know.
It was a couple hours ago. So it's like still fresh in our mind right now. It's like, damn.
It's just one of those things where we just found out like an hour ago.
Yeah, we were like
our plan was to, hey, let's record, let's do some TikTok videos. And now we're doing like, oh. Now we're talking about Bray Wyatt's death. Yeah. So I don't even know how to react to it. You know what I mean? Because it hasn't hit me yet.
And then we lost Terry Funk too. So back to back, man.
Yeah.
It's one of those dark days, one dark weeks in wrestling. You're like, geez. Right. Days too. They're probably within 24 hours of each other.
That we know of.
But jeez.
At this moment, because here's the thing, the announcement was public Thursday, August 24th. So yeah. We're recording at 7:30. So the time it was announced, it was like 6 o'clock.
They don't really announce stuff for like 24 hours. He could have passed away yesterday. Who knows?
For all we know, he could have passed away 2 days ago, whatever, 24 hours ago.
Wanted to like confirm it or something. They just wanted like, hey, because you know, there's fake news out there. Like this person, you know, like you got to confirm it.
Right.
Obviously, nobody posted.
And also, they got to get permission from the family member to like, can we, you know, Triple H is the one who got the call.
Yeah.
And he's the one who made it public, as for what we know.
Yeah, from IRS, Mike Rotunda himself. Yeah,
his father.
Damn.
And for him to announce that, or not him to announce, but to call WWE and say, hey, my son passed away. That's not, nobody should go through that, you know. Yeah. No parent should go and announce saying that they just lost their child.
Yeah.
It's just, damn, man. I'm like, it's just one of those. I'm like I said earlier, it was like we were going to record, but we were going to do predictions of, you know, AEW and more short videos and TikTok videos. And it's just like, now we're doing this. It's just like, I don't know. Like I said, it hasn't hit me yet. You know, it hasn't. The only good thing about this is that Bray Wyatt hasn't been active. And you know how I feel about Bray Wyatt. I love Bray Wyatt. I love The Fiend. But when he came back, it wasn't the same. I was just happy to see him. You know, I was able to go to Rockford to see him live on a house show against Eli Drake in a no disqualification match. So, like, that was awesome and all that. So, but luckily, he wasn't that active where it's like, boom, you know. Somebody where it's like, oh my gosh, he at a point he was my favorite wrestler, right now that he isn't, just because he hasn't been on television. So for me personally, it's like, that's a good thing, because if he was still an active wrestler where I'm like excited about Bray Wyatt and seeing him every week and every pay-per-view trying to see him wrestle, then I would be devastated right now that I don't even think, you know, I'll be able to record. So but prayers to the family, bro. Oh my gosh, it's just like, it, what sucks is JoJo.
Yeah, JoJo, his wife.
His wife and his, do they have one or two kids together?
They have two kids, but then he has kids from a previous marriage.
Previous marriage.
So he has like three or four kids, I think.
That's just like horrible, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta like, it's like it affects like a whole chain of people, and not forget, like, he is a father, a husband, a son, a brother, you know, he a cousin, friends to everybody. So
we're fans, we follow them when
fans,
I remember following them. I remember when I first saw him on NXT and stuff, and I think it was FCW too. I was like, bro,
I
He's
heard of him
36 years old.
when he
I'm
first started.
34. No, like now when he passed away, I'm
Oh,
34. Like how's life short is? It's
right.
nuts.
Have they announced publicly why he passed away or how?
They're not gonna probably until like probably they get an
They just
autopsy.
announced it. Heart attack.
What?
I just checked right now. Heart attack.
How does wow.
So he has four children, and
Wow.
that's
Heart attack?
heart
Wow,
attack.
he was
He's been having I don't know if you heard about it, but he had health issues
wow.
before.
Yeah, like a
That's why he
serious
took
health. Yeah.
So there's a chance that it may lead to that. So
Wow.
that's
So
just horrible.
you think, I think, oh, so young to, for heart attack that,
For a heart attack, dude,
wow.
that's just crazy, man.
Wow. I was looking forward to seeing him. I think he's going to come back at Survivor Series and stuff.
He was supposed to come back for payback. He was supposed to come back after the match with Cody Rhodes and Brock Lesnar.
So he had a storyline lined up pretty much.
But it wasn't a guaranteed thing. The match was so it, the, his return was either going to happen at SummerSlam or it was going to happen at the night after SummerSlam, so on Raw. Well, I guess
What?
2 days later. So it was going to lead into a pay-per-view to Payback. And then if that wasn't a possibility, then we weren't going to see him till Survivor Series. So, because then by sur not I think it was before Survivor Series, because it was going to bring he was going to bring the whole he was going to have like an army, you know, like the characters that he had for the Funhouse. They were all everybody was going to have like their own like they were going to be active wrestlers leading into
Wow.
Survivor Series. So we get like we so we like his story just like just stopped.
It just like train, you know, how the train just stops, like just skid it off the like a what if, you know? Damn,
This.
man. Like, see, you can tell how fresh it is because we're like actively mourning and
I know
grieving.
I know there was a lot of complaints about Bray Wyatt's storyline. I know we complain about his storylines and how he wasn't used properly, but that was because like they didn't understand. But it was one of those things where it's like Bray Wyatt was just a character of itself, and he wanted to tell a story with his character. But at a certain point where it's like, dude, like in the end of the day, you're in the wrestling business, you know? I know you're
Dude.
WWE's considering a sports entertainment, but it's like you're in the wrestling business where it's like we got to see some action into this story. If there's no action, it's like the story's not going anywhere.
Yeah. Because people thought it was fake and stuff, but then, well, Triple H, like, okay, well, how, only if somebody hacked his account, that'd be messed up if they faked did that, you know? And then all these wrestlers started posting too, like Alexa Bliss. I'm like, oh, man, it's real. And then WWE posted it, you know, it's real when they do it. I'm like, you know, like so you're still in shock. Oh, that Triple H post, you know, it could be a fake Triple H account.
It's one
And
of those
then you see
things, yeah.
Alexa Bliss, then you see other wrestlers, then you see WWE do it. You're like, oh no, this is real. This is really no, because I'll be messed up. People do that. People are messed up out there. They do that stuff. But when WWE posted it, you're like, that's when my heart sank. Like for real, for real. I was like, oh, when they post it, they don't. That's not, you know, that's. That's real. They wouldn't fake nothing. They no fake account would do that. You know, that's just like straight WWE. You're like, oh my God. So now it's kind of like,
Because it's sad because it's true because it's one of those things where it's like I don't believe it, but in the back of my mind was
who would
okay.
mess? It'd be kind of messed up. Somebody did make this up. Like, there's no way. Like, no way somebody would like
Well, because
joke
the
about
thing,
that.
I don't know if you ever heard, but Gabriel Iglesias, he didn't fake his death, but somebody faked his death for him.
Yeah, that's the.
That was back in like 2016.
Yeah, but no, they no,
So,
because that was one of those fake stories. Because you know how the dirt sheets are. They'll just try to get anything just to make up a story. But then we're like, WWE were posting it, and all these wrestlers are posting it. I was like, man, it's real. No, it's just hard. It just.
Yeah, it's just, it's like, it's kind of hard to talk about because it's just like the dude was young. Dude was a family man.
He was, you know,
It just sucks because it was my thing is like he was able we at least we were able to have him back for a bit, but he didn't do so much. And it's one of those things where it was like he was having, you know, that's why he didn't perform at WrestleMania because he was having health issues. So it was one of those things where it was just like, what was the health issues that, you know, that was the health issues is what led to the heart attack or something? You know, was his body so
maybe.
weak that he just, you know, he just his heart
Well,
couldn't handle it?
I read that, I don't know who to believe anymore, but I read that he was gonna get cleared to come back. So I don't know if they were like waiting to clear him, and then unfortunately, like he was like about to, you know, like in the stages where like, okay, if you feel a lot better, but we're gonna wait it out a little bit. He was in that stage, like let's wait it out a little bit, and then I think he was still having effects of it. Whatever it was, I don't know. We don't know what it is. We could assume it could be something, but I'm not gonna say what it is.
And
I'm not
it's
gonna
one of those
assume.
things too, where it's like the whole what I said earlier, Bray Wyatt was supposed to come back and feud with Cody Rhodes. Was that true? Was that lies from the dirt sheets and all that stuff? You know, was he even cleared to come back or he wasn't clear? You know, it's just nobody. Here's the thing. Here's the messed up about the heart attack. You and me could get a heart attack right here, right now. It just happens. You
Yeah.
know, so that's the scary part. So, you know, hopefully I'm pretty sure we'll find out more info about it. But yeah, it's just like it sucks that we lost another wrestler, not that
Under
long
the
ago,
under 40 years old
under
too.
40 years old, still active, still
Jesus.
under contract with WWE.
It's crazy. Yeah, because the last wrestler to die under an active contract, because people forget he was still signed to WWE. It's not like he was like his contract was done. Was Eddie Guerrero, same cause too. He died of a heart attack. It's crazy how like 20, 18 years later, another wrestler from the active wrestler, no Benoit, but you know active wrestlers. That's a long last time somebody passed away as an active wrestler, you know, which is messed up, you know. And then we lost Terry Funk too, Hall of Famer, legend himself. So it's just for old fans and newer WWE fans, it's just been a tough couple of days, you know.
So I just read a little bit, found a little bit more info that the reason why he was gone, back in WrestleMania, it was he was throwing, he was battling a life-threatening illness. That illness hasn't,
They'll
isn't,
never say what it is.
yeah, it wasn't out publicly. So that's why he was out, and but there's no word of like his return and stuff like that. So it's just damn, it's just again, it's just one of those things where it's like, Bray Wyatt, Bray, and I told you this before, Bray Wyatt did not have to be an active wrestler. He just
No.
needed, he's a character. He didn't have to do the ring work stuff. He just needed, he was great on the mic. So he could have helped somebody out. He could have been the leader, the spokesperson for Judgment Day. You know,
Oh,
there was rumors that he
what
was gonna
if?
be the new leader of not the new leader, but he was gonna be part of Judgment Day. And he was just gonna be basically doing all the mic work. And the feud was the day he was gonna be like active in the ring was he was either gonna face Edge
Oh.
at WrestleMania or he was gonna face Finn Balor. So basically, like he was gonna kick out Finn Balor out of the group, or the other way around. Like Finn Balor was gonna kick out Bray Wyatt, and so basically, that was the two people he was gonna face when he was gonna go back in the ring, if he would have joined Judgment Day. But instead, they did whatever he wanted to do. It was WWE's idea for him to join Judgment Day.
Oh, that would have been. I mean, it fits because of the dark character, but you never. I mean,
I feel like it would have
now
been
we could
better
just
for
spe
him.
now now we could just speculate. Now we could
Yeah,
now
that's
we're
the, yeah.
Just fantasy booking now, we can't really never see that. Even a shot of that, you know, it's one of
Right.
those. Now we're in the other stage of like anger. I'm getting from like, I'm moving the stages right now. And I'm like,
TNA, man, he would have been perfect in
ah,
Impact Wrestling. He would have been
dude.
perfect for DK. He would have been Impact World Heavyweight Champion. And I feel like he would have brought so many ratings to Impact Wrestling if he would have signed. But obviously, they just didn't have the money for him. He wanted to. He's like, I'll work with you guys, but they just didn't have the paycheck to pay
Capital,
him. Yeah.
man.
So, but in the end of the day, regardless if he would have gone to Impact, AEW,
Stay in WWE,
NWA, stay
yeah.
in WWE, the results will probably would have still been the same. You know what I mean? So it's just like some messed up news that happened with Bray Wyatt. Once again, thoughts and prayers to the family, especially to the kids, JoJo. It's just like
Or
JoJo.
WWE too, they lost one of their family or co-workers too, you know.
That's true. And then us, the
Who
fan,
it
we,
what
you
was the
know.
last match? LA Knight, right? No, what was the last match?
His last feud was with Bobby Lashley, so his last match would have happened at WrestleMania. But
What was
from
his
what
actual last match?
I guess with LA Knight on a pay-per-view. But
Wow.
the thing is, I saw him wrestle at a house show against LA Knight, so there's a chance he possibly wrestled in house shows before. So I don't know what his last match was.
Wow. Wow. Messed up, bro. Messed
Yeah.
up.
It doesn't say. I'm trying to see what was Bray. Oh no, that's messed up. So that's so messed up. Bray Wyatt's
What?
last match ever was at Rockford, Illinois, the event I went to. That's
You were.
that was
Oh,
that's cool.
dude.
That's messed
It
up.
sucks. It sucks, but
That's to know that now, that's hunting. Like, that's so
hunting.
messed up.
So
And
you were
like
literally at his last match. You were
I posted
oh.
it on my TikTok. Did you see the photos I posted?
Yeah, you gotta repost. You gotta post them again, man. Be
Dude,
like
that's like that's pretty messed up. Like, oh, okay, cool. I'm
I think you
like
invited me to that show. Did you go by yourself? No, you went with.
I went with Chris.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
Man,
what, yeah.
you could say you were at his last match. That's messed
That's
up. That's crazy.
that's like
That's
a good,
crazy.
it's like a bitter,
Sweet, bittersweet.
more bitter than sweet, 'cause it's like
Like, oh, I got to see
that
his last match, but you're like,
his
oh, I
last
got to see his
match.
last match.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly what you just said. It's
Dude.
one it's that. It's like, oh, okay, that's cool. I'm honored, but that's messed up. It really is messed up.
Yeah. We obviously I was gonna see his last match in 50, 30, 40, 50 years, but we never know. Now it's gonna be a what if, like he imagine if
Yeah.
did he ever feud with Cody Rhodes? He never had a match with Cody Rhodes,
No.
even when Cody was in WWE, you know?
No.
Wasn't he?
Maybe they had a match together, but I don't
Yeah.
think they ever had like an actual feud.
Oh
I don't,
man.
but Bray Wyatt and Cody Rhodes, I don't think that's like that's a WrestleMania.
Dude, the Sister Abigail versus the Crossroads, that's pretty much the same move. Literally almost the same move.
Yeah, in
It's
a
like
way.
front and the other one's back. But
Yeah.
yeah, but it's a what if. So
And that was his NXT rookie too.
yeah, that's oh my God. Oh,
Yeah. So it would have been a great storyline.
God. I'm so
So
like sad now, dude. I'm kind of mad too now. I'm sad and mad.
yeah.
I mean, I'm happy that we got a chance. He was able to showcase his creativity because I think if they never allowed him to do what he wanted for a while, obviously they kind of stopped it after a while. But like, I'm glad they gave us a good glimpse of it, especially when he had the fun house and all that.
Yeah, for sure.
Just special. What would you consider one of your favorite? His gimmick, his match.
The Fiend is number one. It was Vince McMahon's booking.
Wow.
It was Vince McMahon's booking. I feel like personally Vince should have just said, because because it's the main event, Vince has control out of everything. But I feel like Vince should have put him in the mid card picture, be like, hey man, I'll give you total control of everything you want to do with your story. But it's gonna be in the mid card. I feel like that's what Vince should have done. What killed the Fiend character was him being champion, Universal Champion. That's what
Bray
ruined it.
Wyatt's a different story. Him is like the buzzards. What is
Bray,
that? When he beat AJ Styles, was it the Chamber or Hell in a
No.
Cell?
The one I'm talking about was when he defeated Seth Rollins,
Yeah,
and then
as the
he and
Fiend,
yeah, and then he dropped the belt to Goldberg.
which was the
Yeah,
worst
because
thing.
the original plan was for the Fiend to drop the belt to Roman Reigns at WrestleMania,
Whew.
or he was gonna retain. But personally, I don't think the Fiend should have never been champion.
No, just one of those characters like what if, and then but Bray Wyatt when he was like when he was like the leader of the Wyatt family, that one with AJ Styles was pretty good. That was like top
That
notch.
was a good match. That was the Elimination Chamber.
Okay, that's what yeah, because I remember seeing a cage, but I don't know if it was a steel cage or
Yeah, it was Elimination Chamber. That's when Cena was champion. Bray Wyatt winning. I was shocked that he won. That was actually one of my favorite Elimination Chambers. I was very excited with the lead with the feud between Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt. Obviously, I was not excited. I was not proud of the match that they had. Just Bray Wyatt is one of those he had a lot of great feuds, great storylines leading to a match or a pay-per-view, but the match would turn out like horrible. And then when he doesn't have a good story leading into the pay-per-view, it's like he has a great match. So yeah, it was just like, because I was very excited that Bray Wyatt was going to go to WrestleMania to face Randy Orton. Hopefully Randy Orton wins the WWE Championship. I just was not proud of that match. The match was just so basic, and if you look back, their better match was with Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt at was it No Mercy? I think it was No Mercy.
Think so.
Yeah, it was No Mercy. That was the main event, which I was shocking surprised, because that's when Luke Harper made his return.
Rest in peace too, bro. Wow, no.
Those two brothers are together. That's just sad, man. So now Eric Roman is the other guy that we kind of forgot about, because I just mentioned about Luke Harper, Brody Lee. So now Eric Roman,
Rowan,
Rowan.
and then Braun Strowman too.
Oh damn. Alexa Bliss, so Bray Wyatt has a lot of effects on a lot of people.
Yeah,
So, and then plus millions of fans. So,
I'm looking forward to him.
there's some diehard fans of Bray Wyatt. So, I can't even imagine, like, I've been there before of like losing, like we both lost Eddie Guerrero, man. I started crying when I found out he
Oh,
passed
dude,
away.
I was SmackDown the day after, like the day they did his show. I was bawling my eyes out, like hard. I was like, how old was I? Because I was gonna go. Oh, I was pissed because I got tickets to WrestleMania. Like my ticket was bought. Like I waited in line when the tickets came out. This is before the internet, or the internet was around, but like not now where you could just go on Ticketmaster. I waited in line to get the ticket. I was like, oh, I can't wait for WrestleMania, because I got my ticket and like when it came out, like I think the tickets came out like in the fall before he died, like a month or two before he died. So I had the ticket for WrestleMania ready or something like that. I forgot. I think I got it before he died, before Eddie Guerrero died. Yeah, I got it like months because usually they sell the tickets way before. And then so it was probably in the summer because I remember it was hot outside or early fall. But I remember I was excited and then I saw it. Then I saw like because I remember at the time like I didn't have well inter I was on the internet, but it wasn't like now where you could just go on Twitter and stuff. I just watched SmackDown. I was like, or I heard from somebody, and then I watched SmackDown and I like, oh dude. And I was a kid, I was like 15 years old. So I was like so devastated. Now like with Chris Benoit too, until I found out, You know, at the time I thought, I was like, oh my
But I
God.
wasn't hurt by Benoit though.
Oh, I
I
was.
wasn't.
I enjoyed
I
him in
was.
ECW,
Yeah.
WCW. But then when I
Nothing
found out
compared
what
to
he.
Eddie Guerrero though.
No. Eddie's like. But now Bray Wyatt, you're like, oh man.
Bray
This is the
Wyatt,
left.
like I said earlier, like Bray Wyatt, the only good thing about the fact that he wasn't active was because if he was still an active wrestler, I would have been like, damn, I would have been heartbroken right now. But
Like
it's
if you
just like,
wrestled the night before or something, and or
yeah,
like.
like if he would have came back, you know, like if he never stopped, if he never took time away, and just to be like, oh, he's gone, it's like, whoa, you know. But it's just one of those things where, and then I'm hurt now because like I just found out that Rockford was his last match, so that kind of like bums me out a little bit. So, but then at the same time, it's like at least I got to see him wrestle live, you know. Unfortunately, it sucks that that was his last match. So, and see, I'm like lots of words at the moment, but it's one
That's
of
all we could
those.
do, you know?
It's
That's
one
all
of
we could
those
do.
things that so you know
Tough, bro.
it's just like tough news. So let's try to be a little bit more like positive and let's try to honor this guy. I have nothing but respect for the guy. You know, appreciate all the entertaining that he has done and given us. Like I said, all that bad booking stuff, that was not him. That was Vince McMahon. But we're not here to trash talk Vince McMahon. I mean, we should because it's like
Another day
another
for
day, you know,
that.
because it's like, but whatever, you know, in the end of the day, no Vince McMahon, no WWE. So, Bray Wyatt. Appreciate everything you have done for us. Before we go ahead and honor his stuff, this is where I mean, like, and I told you this when Jason David Frank passed away, Tommy Oliver, the Green Ranger. I always thought, I'm gonna meet him one day. Gonna meet him one day. Every time he came to WrestleCon, it was either I didn't have the money, I had the time to go, I'm free, but I don't have the money to go, or you know, I have the time, but I don't have the money. You know, it's always one thing or another. And finally, I have both now. I'm able to go. I have the money. He passes away. So this is what I mean. If you have a favorite wrestler, actor, music artist, meet them. Johnny Craig. I saw him live a few months ago. He was on and off on he was a drug addict, on and off. He dropped out. He got kicked out in a lot of bands because, you know, drug abuse. He'll be clean for a few months, blah blah blah. When I found out he was sober again and he announced that, you know, he came out with a new album and he came out on tour and I went to go see him, met him, got an autograph, took photos. And now he's health. Now he's going into 2 years of being sober. But that doesn't change anything because based on the drugs that he took before, and things like I said earlier, heart attacks just happens. So, you know, and now he's going back on tour. So I'm definitely gonna go see him. So what I'm trying to say is, if you are a fan of somebody, go make time to go see them because you don't know when your life is going to be taken, and you don't know when your favorite artist, favorite wrestler is going to be taken. So, you're a
Enjoy
fan of
them while they're on
somebody?
Earth.
Exactly. Whatever just said. So, go enjoy them while they're still here and enjoy your life while you're still here because there's some dark days. And Bray Wyatt, he was one of those persons that who has had some dark times. And unfortunately, I can't speak for him, but just going based on the dirt sheet, once again, are they true? Are they not? Nobody knows. The only person that true knows is his wife, JoJo. So Bray Wyatt did have some dark moments, and unfortunately, that's what held him back in WWE. And then eventually it was other life-threatening issues, health issues, and then at the moment, once again, nothing's confirmed. He was healthy. He's good. You could come back and then he's gone. So enjoy life and enjoy everybody they, you know, who's still here on Earth. Even if it's like the next town now, it's next town over. Damn, they're not coming to wherever I'm at. Go see them. Because once you go see your favorite artist, your favorite superstar, your favorite sports wrestler, whatever, player, it's going to make your highlight. And it's going to, yeah, it's a great feeling once you meet them. So it's even though somebody may not be that big or whatever, like Eddie Edwards, I told you straight up, like he was like one of my favorite wrestlers growing back in high school. Followed him in Korea, and I told him thank you for staying with TNA Wrestling, you know, and he didn't even knew he was with the company for 10 years, and I got to meet him and I was starstruck. So even like Eddie Edwards is not a big star, but to me he is, in my world he is. So if somebody in your world who isn't a big star but they're a big star in your world, go meet them. So that being said,
wise words.
That being said, Bray Wyatt, RIP, and here are my top favorite matches of yours. Sorry, I don't got no list because this is on the spot. So my favorite matches of Bray Wyatt is with him against John Cena, WrestleMania 30. John Cena once again at Chicago, Payback, Last Man Standing. When he had a few against Chris Jericho, SummerSlam, if I'm not mistaken. John Cena once again, WrestleMania 36 in the Firefly Funhouse. I know that was in a wrestling match, but that was a great storytelling, right? That's storytelling in the making right there. And there was a lot of backlash about this, but I enjoyed it. His match against LA Knight at the Royal Rumble. And I'm not just saying this because I saw it live and it was his last match. It was actually very entertaining, though it was a short match. But within that short match, it was still entertaining, and it was great wrestling match. It's when he faced LA Knight at a no disqualification match at Rockford. I'm pretty sure it was a blackout, black lights.
That was a pay-per-view, though. I think Rockford was like a house show.
Yeah, it was a house show, but I think they had a similar match. I don't know. Yeah, because they had the lights turned off, and it was like glow in the dark.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, probably was a rematch then.
Yeah, but I don't think that's what they called it. I think it was just like, they just called it a no disqualification, but they had the lights off and everything was glow in the dark.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. But again, it was a short match, but it was still very entertaining. There was a table spot, so.
Wow, if you had footage of that, that'd be rare.
I have no idea. I have to check. I'll probably cry if I do.
Yeah.
So. But just that was just a few. And obviously when he won the WWE Championship, my greatest feud with Bray Wyatt was obviously with John Cena and Randy Orton. I feel like he should have had a feud with AJ Styles, but he didn't. One of my other favorite matches is Bray Wyatt versus Dean Ambrose TLC match.
Where's Daniel Bryan too, no? Did you mention that one?
No, I honestly never really enjoyed the Daniel Bryan feud.
No, because they made him a disciple or something, right?
Yeah, I didn't really like it, and I felt like if it was leading into, because it was leading into a Royal Rumble, and I was just more confused of the whole Daniel Bryan wasn't clear. Well, obviously at the time, that was the backstory, but then after a few months later, finding out the full truth was Daniel Bryan wasn't part of the Royal Rumble because, the story was he wasn't healthy enough, but it was like he just wrestled 20 minutes with Bray Wyatt. How is he not healthy to wrestle at the Royal Rumble? It just turned out because it was like Batista was going to go over and we didn't want Daniel Bryan to like interfere and all that stuff because people were just gonna get booed, but it's like it happened anyways. So and also I really thought Daniel Bryan was gonna win. I also felt like Bray Wyatt should have won that pay-per-view as well. The Royal Rumble match, I should say. So, do you have any Bray Wyatt favorite matches?
Definitely the one where when he faced AJ Styles for the Elimination Chamber, there's a lot of them. I just can't, like, for me, like, you're really good at pay-per-view names. I'm really good at, like, I know he had a match with this person, but I don't know exactly when the match happened, but I know it was a good match.
So when Bray Wyatt, so basically Bray Wyatt versus John Cena, Baron Corbin, The
AJ
Miz,
Styles.
AJ Styles, and Dean Ambrose,
That
Elimination
one.
Chamber for the WWE Championship.
I enjoyed the John Cena one at with the Fire Fund House.
WrestleMania 36.
I like the one Randy Orton, but not the one where he got burned. I think he had a match before that. No, I'm confusing him. No, the
You know
match
what?
where.
I do enjoy the WrestleMania 37 with Randy Orton though. I know people were upset because it was like, what was that? But it was a good match. It was like, I get why people were upset. Like it was short match. That was the only downside about it. It was a very short match, and then Randy Orton just hit him with the RKO, and
That was it.
there was no backstory. I feel like Randy should have hit him with the RKO and then done the putt kick to the head. I feel like that should have been a better ending for that feud.
You know which one I'm also missing? Because I'm looking it up right now. The one with Matt Hardy, the Ultimate Deletion.
Okay.
That one was not bad.
That
And
yeah, that was
then
not
the one
bad.
with Roman at Hell in a Cell. That's before.
Yeah,
And
that
then the and
what year was that? Was that
that
16
was
or
that was
17?
15.
Oh wow, that was oh yeah,
But
because the
that
main
was like
event.
Halloween weekend. It was like your birthday week or after
Yeah.
your birthday or
Yeah,
something.
because the main event was Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker.
Then the payback one, like you said, that one. And then the Wyatt family versus Shield at the Chamber. That one was good too. Okay, I'm looking at some. Yeah, see, I'm looking it up, but see, I know they had what matches he had with people, but I don't remember exactly what event it was. So,
Right.
I know like one. I just a couple, but yeah. I mean, he had great matches. I mean, I remember him when he was Husky Harris. Before that, I
From the
think
NXT.
NXT days when he was in Nexus, and then he became. I love the song when he first debuted. What's that one? Fireflies. Oh,
Oh,
that
man.
song. I think we were at the show where he did the lights. I remember I was one of the shows. I was like, yes, I was doing the Firefly. I'm part of the
I
Fireflies.
never I've been I went to a Raw show and Bray it was they weren't there on it was a Raw show. What happened? But they wrestled at I think it was a dark show or not a dark show, a dark match. Like it was Raw. But I can't remember if they were part of Raw or they wrestled at a dark show. Dark match, not a dark show. So that's the one thing I can't really remember. So, but I did, I did enjoy his match with his feud with Seth Rollins. I just felt like the Hell in the Cell match was very uncalled for because it was like, how are you gonna have a no contest or disqualify Seth Rollins in a Hell in a Cell match? I don't know. But his match with at the Fall at Crown Jewels, I believe. False Count Anywhere, that was a good one. He won the Universal Championship on Halloween night, so that was very cool. But again, it was just one of those things. So Bray Wyatt had a lot of he had some good matches. He had a lot of good matches. Just the thing is, it was just like he'd be having good matches like random as hell.
And it's crazy how they released him. They put him on WWE 2K23. He was like one of the final DLCs. I'm gonna play the snot out of him, man. I'm gonna make him a champion. Oh, and he was also a Braun Strowman's daughter. He was a godfather of Braun Strowman's daughter. So that's even another
Oh
for
wow,
Braun.
really?
Yeah, he was a god. He was a godfather.
Oh wow, I did not knew that.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
I know, right? Now it's like I'm definitely gonna play him on 23 and 19 and 18 and 15 and 16. I only need 18, but I'll play him on 15. I'll play him on 16. I'll play him on everything. Oh man, yeah, he was a how many champion? He was a three-time champ, WWE champion, Universal. He was a two-time tag team champion, and he was Male Wrestler of the Year 2019. So,
So his first
yeah.
WWE champion was he when he took it off Cena. Universal title was when he took it from Seth Rollins, and then again from Braun Strowman. And then the tag team, he was team tag team with Randy Orton and also with Matt Hardy. So
Man. So
that's some crazy.
I'm glad he came back and at least had a second chance. I know people judge his next, he got released. And he was with Matt Hardy a lot, the leader of worlds. That was freaking crazy. I like that. That's when Matt Hardy was like the delete or whatever.
Yeah, but
But
again, it was just Vince McMahon's booking, because he didn't get it, and it was like, yeah, because you don't watch TNA. Like, if you, I don't understand why you would hire the Hardy Boys back. Like, oh, hey, the Hardy Boys are getting attention in the Indies and Ring of Honor and Impact Wrestling, and Vince is like, oh yeah, let's hire them. But it's like, if you're, you know, if you don't even know why they're getting a buzz, why would you just hire them?
Yeah, so I'm glad he's not booking anymore, or that
Yeah.
we know of.
That we
But
know of.
anyways, we're on Bray Wyatt. But yeah, I mean, damn, man. So what ifs, you know?
A lot of what ifs. We
Yeah,
had
but
the what if with Cody Rhodes. I understand why Brock Lesnar didn't want to face Bray Wyatt, because he was like, I don't have a pro. He didn't have a problem facing Brock Wyatt. He just didn't like the story, because he's like, I wouldn't believe all this mystical stuff, and you know, he's not the Undertaker. But yeah, and then the what if with Bobby Lashley, because I feel like that would have been a fantastic match.
Imagine if Lashley had that. Oh, that would have been like, now Lashley's, they're probably, everybody's like, man, what if I did say yes to that match? What about him or Seth Rollins? What if he like wasn't, what if he like, you know,
Yeah,
he came back and he
Seth
goes
freaking
after Seth
Rollins.
Rollins World Heavyweight title. He goes after, he faces Nakamura. He faces Cody Rhodes, like you said. He faces
The Judgment Day.
Judgment Day, Finn Balor. Imagine him versus like Damian Priest. Yeah.
Dominic Mysterio, Rhea Ripley. We
Bro.
could have got Sister Abigail, Bray Wyatt to face Finn Balor and Rhea Ripley, or Dominic and Rhea Ripley.
Yeah.
A lot of what ifs now.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, any other final words that you want to say to Bray Wyatt
Rest
or
in
the listeners?
peace. Rest in peace to Bray Wyatt. You guys send prayers. I don't know if you guys are praying types. Pray for his family, his friends, and you know, go back and watch some of his old stuff, you know. Like I'm gonna probably go watch on his matches again, you know.
Yeah.
So it sucks. Oh
All
well.
right.
I'm getting emotional, but
Well,
man.
like I said, if you guys have any favorite wrestlers, fans, music artists, actors, if there's WrestleCon, there's Comic Con, there's all these activities where you could go meet your favorite wrestlers, meet your favorite actors, singers, concert, whatever. Go meet them. If you can't wait, if they are not coming to your town, you go to them. Because Ben, it is simple. It's from your family, from yourself. You know, I went through some dark stuff, still going through it, still fighting it. If it wasn't for Ever and my podcast, I honestly have no idea what I'd be doing, because this whole thing started because I lost my dog. So that being said, just go enjoy life, go enjoy about the ones that you care, and once again, what do whatever makes you happy. So again, we SummerSlam, WrestleMania ain't coming to us. We going to them now. So go enjoy life. So Ever, take us home.
All right, listeners and viewers, to be here for this episode. I'm Ever, and this is Ian.
We are out.
Bye, guys. Rest in peace, Bray.
Rest in peace, Bray Wyatt. Doo-doo-doo!